good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Friday, March 29th, 2024, 9:09 a.m. on this Friday morning. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. I'm your host, David Boyle, joining you remotely today, but glad to be joining you for this Friday. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look at some of those news items, including the latest out of the 7th District Juvenile Court, where the state of Utah making the announcement with the 7th District Judicial Nominating Committee having selecting several nominees for a vacancy on the 7th District Juvenile Court. The position results from the retirement of Judge Mary Manley, which is effective July 1st, 2024. So a couple nominees for the vacancy: Travis Blackburn, John Carpenter, let's see here, Oliver Whaley, Tanya Whipple, and Case White, all nominees for that 7th District Juvenile Court vacancy. There's written comments that can be submitted after the public comment period. The names will be sent to Governor Spencer Cox, who will have 30 days to make an appointment with that appointee, subject to confirmation by the Utah Senate. So that's a new judge coming to the 7th District here in southeast Utah. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Taking a look at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, the U.S. Department of Agriculture with an announcement of an investment into the Red Mesa Solar Farm. USDA's Rural Development Utah State Director Michelle Weaver announced earlier this week that USDA is investing $765 million to expand the Red Mesa Tapaha Solar Farm. Construction of the expansion is expected to provide 220 local construction jobs and provide clean energy to power approximately 36,000 homes, farms, and businesses. Weaver said in a statement that the USDA is committed to investing in clean energy projects that benefit the Navajo Nation because we know that reliable electrically powered homes, schools, healthcare facilities, and businesses. She adds that tribal lands are often in remote areas and unable to easily connect to a grid, and said that today's announcement reinforces President Biden's commitment to equal opportunity and support for underserved communities through the federal government. So the NTUA, Navajo Tribal Utility Authority, will use the USDA loan funds to purchase single-access tracking solar arrays, allowing for maximum energy absorption. Projected revenues will help stabilize electric rates and connect unserved families to electricity. Proceeds from the project will also contribute to 50 scholarships and 25 paid internships to the Red Mesa community. So big news there out of Red Mesa. Of course, the NTUA and that solar farm has been opened in the just the past couple of years here, and looks like an opportunity for expansion with the USDA. So very interesting. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Got a lot of other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Just another look at the weather. The National Weather Service in Grand Junction's predicting unsettled weather continuing through today and well into early next week. It'll bring precipitation to many areas, including significant mountain snow in the northern part of eastern Utah and western Colorado. Temperatures ranging from below normal in the north to near above in the south over the next few days, and the warmer air gust winds are likely Saturday afternoon. So it's kind of going to be a mix through this weekend. I think most of the snow and precip, though, is going to be up in northern part of the area, so up into Uinta County and Utah and other parts of Colorado. So not sure that it will have a huge impact on the Red Rock area, but be aware of that. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you here on the morning show. We'll take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings on Red Rock 92.7.
Eastern Jeep Safari is back, and that means so is Metal Cloak's Corner Travel Index Suspension Testing Trailer. Located next to Taco Time and Wicked Brew Coffee, Metal Cloak's free service tests the true capability of your Jeep suspension. Safe and fun to use, you've never seen your Jeep twisted like this before. Open Tuesday through Friday, see if you've got flex, or just come by for your free, yes free, commemorative t-shirt and check out Metal Cloak's full line of technology-driven, game-changing products for your Jeep or Ram truck. Metal Cloak, it's your Jeep, only better. Learn more at metalcloak.com.
Calling all quilting enthusiasts. Have you ever dreamed of creating your masterpiece quilt? Look no further than Canyonlin Quilts in Moab. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric and state-of-the-art handy quilter long-arm quilting machines and sewing machines, we have everything you need to start and finish your quilt. Let your creativity soar and join us as we turn fabrics into works of art. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at CanyonlinQuilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting.
Advanced Air, Moab's full-service heating and air conditioning contractor since 2010, is excited to offer Red Rock 92 listeners an exciting deal. Right now, for just $94.95, Advanced Air will tune up your furnace. In the spring, you'll get an AC tune-up for free. Advanced Air installs and services all makes and models of heating and air conditioning equipment with factory-trained technicians. Call 435-260-7637 today. Advanced Air of Moab, integrity you can count on.
The folks at Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, send out a big hearty welcome to everyone who's in town for the Easter Jeep Safari. Whether you're here for some jeeping, four-wheeling, or biking and hiking, stop by Walker Drug for all your outdoor needs and check out our big specials all month long. The Walker Drug Pharmacy accepts Cigna and most other major prescription insurance plans. We offer home prescription delivery and a medication sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store. Right next door to Walker's True Value.
Did you know Utah State University Health Professions has programs for many of the fastest growing healthcare careers in the nation? USU's instructors have years of real world experience in the medical field and bring that knowledge to the classroom. State of the art training equipment prepares USU students to hit the ground running as they enter the workforce. USU Health Professions is designed to be flexible for students who are working, have families, or other commitments. Learn what it takes to pursue a career in healthcare. Visit healthprofessions.usu.edu today.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. The start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Dude Wipes presents Bathe Your Bum. While TP may appear to clear your rear, it actually leaves behind dry, pilly gifts clinging inside your rump's rounded rift. There's no bigger bummer than a B-crack that's whack. You need extra large, wet strength for an effective attack. To fully wash stains, stinkies, crispies, and crumbs, it's time to ditch the dry paper and bathe your bum-bum. Your dump dent deserves it so plump and so round. Use wet, flushable Dude Wipes for the best clean, pants down.
Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, it's Easter weekend this weekend, so a lot of events going on throughout the area. I know there's going to be a community Easter egg hunt in Cortez going on today. So that should be a good time. Actually, that's not in Cortez. There's an event going on in Mancos today at the Valley Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center in Mancos. It starts at 2 with an Easter egg hunt starting at 2:30 and a bake sale benefiting the Bridge Emergency Shelter from 2 to 3, an opportunity to take a photo with an Easter bunny and a good old-fashioned Easter egg hunt. I believe there's one also in Monticello tomorrow. I know there's one in Blanding yesterday. So lots of Easter activities throughout the area. Of course, churches holding services on Easter Sunday, some other services as well for this this Good Friday. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area. The Southeast Education Service Center hosted its annual Region Quiz Bowl last week, bringing middle school and high school teams from Carbon, Embry, Grand, and San Juan school districts. Quiz Bowl was held at USU Eastern and Price and featured seven competing teams in the middle school division and five in the high school division. In the middle school division, Margaret L. Hopkins Middle School in Grand County claimed first place honors. Other two honors, second and third place, went to teams up in the Price area, Mont Harmon Middle School and Helper Middle School. In the high school division, first place went to Emory High, second place to Carbon High, and third place to a local school, Grand County High School. The Quiz Bowl is not only highlights academic achievement of students, but also fosters a spirit of camaraderie and sportsmanship. So I had a good time there at USU Price, and congratulations to those Grand County schools for finishing first in the junior high middle school edition and finishing third in the high school. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at news in that Moab Grand area, they've got an update on the efforts being done on Highway 191 north of Moab. You can expect delays over the next 5 months due to the road widening work to improve traffic conditions at the new Utah Raptor State Park. Through April, crews will continue to build the road base in the areas being widened. Milling and paving work could begin in late April and last at least through May, according to UDOT. Work is taking place in the overnight hours from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Monday evening to Saturday morning, so you can expect delays at that time. Projects scheduled to finish there in August. So that's an update on that. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Found that we got this interesting study. It's the it's about employee-boss relationship in Utah, and it's among the best according to this report. Utah employees rated their relationship with their management at a 7.6 out of 10. 58% of Utah employees said they would resort to whistleblowing to call out malpractice. So, kind of an interesting report from federal-lawyer.com. I can say personally, I have a really good relationship with my boss, but probably helps that Bill's my dad. So, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock listening area. Funeral services for Dottie Irene Erb, age 94, of Moab, begin today at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Moab, with a viewing at the church from 10 to 11. Celebration of life services for Davina K. Branson, of Cortez will be held tomorrow from 11 to 2 at Ertel Memorial Chapel. Services for Barbara Hall Pearson begin at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 6th at the Monticello Cemetery. Celebration of life for Claudia Bissett, age 70, of Moab, will be held on Saturday, April 13th at 2 p.m. at the Spanish Valley Mortuary. For more information on these and other services, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Once again, you are listening to The Morning Show on 92.7. We'll take another quick break and be right back.
Ute Mountain Casino marches in a wave of excitement. Sundays are all about the luck of the hot seats. Every half hour, one lucky winner will receive free play. Will it be you? On Saturdays, Plinko Charm. Drop your way up to $1,000 in free play. Locals Day is Thursdays in March. Enjoy an extra $30 when you earn only 100 points. Join us at Ute Mountain Casino this March for nonstop fun and big wins. See you here.
It's the 24th annual Cortez Livestock Farm and Equipment Consignment Auction, April 5th through 7th at the Cortez Livestock Auction. They'll take anything that's farm or ranch related, vehicles, trailers, tractors, livestock and farm equipment, construction and irrigation equipment, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, antiques and more. Consignments accepted March 14th through April 4th. Vehicles sell Friday night at 5. The auction starts at 9 a.m. Saturday and Sunday. For more information, call or text Rowdy at 970-759-0233 or Allen at 970-749-1958. Brought to you by Rawhide Auctions.
Right on in Rawhide.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. And Point S Tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Back at home, a young wife waits. Her green beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed.
Oh, excuse me. I forgot to unmute my phone here. But that song you just heard was "Ballad of the Green Berets" by Sergeant Barry Sadler. That was the number one song on today's date in 1966, 58 years ago today. The song was a patriotic song about the Green Berets, an elite special force in the U.S. Army, one of the few popular songs of the Vietnam War years to cast the military in a popular light. And in 1966 became a major hit, reaching number one for 5 weeks. Again, it's March 29th. On this date in 1834, Niagara Falls ran dry for 2 days after an ice block stopped the flow of water. On today's date in 1974, farmers digging a well near Xi'an, China, discovered a massive buried army of life-size terracotta warriors part of the tomb of a Chinese emperor. Looking again, it's Friday, March 29th. It's Good Friday. Christians mark the day which commemorates the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Today is also Vietnam Veterans Day, honoring the 9 million Americans who fought in the Vietnam War. On March 29th, 1973, U.S. forces withdrew from Vietnam at the orders of President Richard Nixon. Of course, Easter weekend, it's the big Easter Jeep Safari. The Red Rock Morning Show is sponsored this week by Metal Cloak, so you don't want to miss their display there in Moab. Looking at birthdays today, opening day of baseball was yesterday, and two baseball legends were born on March 29th, pitcher Cy Young and analyst Billy Bean. Birthdays today locally for Gail Shumway, April Hadley, Patty Husted, Robert Ogle, Vicki Tracy Goodall, and Trevor Shepard. Weekend birthdays for Patty Lyman, Natasha Red Tilly, Beverly Jensen, Vance Denny, Judy Muller, and Dee Torres. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, you can give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and then be back to close out the show with the sports reports. Stick with us. It's the morning show on 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day throughout the day.
Looking for your next career? The Synergy Company is now hiring multiple positions. They partner with Red Rock Tots to offer on-site licensed and quality child care to employees. Red Rock Tots is accepting enrollments for full-time, part-time, and after-school care. For more information, call Heather at 435-313-4387. For employment opportunities at the Synergy Company, call 435-610-2783 or apply online at thesynergycompany.com. Attention adventurers, fuel your passion for exploration at Field Station, Moab's newest adventure hotel. We're looking for talented leaders in food, beverage, and housekeeping with $1,000 signing bonuses for supervisor positions. Seek more excitement? Join our team in laundry or front desk roles. Don't forget, our cafe and gear shop welcomes locals. Apply today at fieldstation.com and embark on your next great adventure. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out UNHSINC.com. energyfuels.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. Energy Fuels is seeking full-time mill operators at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding. Salary is $22 to $32 an hour, depending on qualifications and experience, plus monthly bonuses. Generous benefits package includes paid leave, insurance, and matching 401k. Energy Fuels is the leading U.S. producer of uranium, vanadium, and an emerging producer of rare earth elements. Apply by submitting a resume to careers@energyfuels.com or pick up an application at the office in Blanding. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include registered nurses for surgery and medical services and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist and an outpatient pharmacy manager. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email mslade, that's M-S-L-A-D-E, at sanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of openings, including Environmental Health Director, a full-time Economic Development Specialist, and an advanced EMT or paramedic. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. Ancuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the employment tab to learn more.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Welcome to Moab and the Easter Jeep Safari from El Tapatio, the finest Mexican food in Moab. While you're here, come treat your taste buds to a delicious fajita, burrito, enchilada, or torta. Enjoy a freshly made margarita, cocktail, or cerveza from the bar. Ask about our daily specials and our private dining room for groups. For a festive atmosphere and a taste of old Mexico, pay a visit to El Tapatio in Moab at 125 South Main next to the Best Western.
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
Do you enjoy working?
working with children? Care About Child Care is looking for people who are interested in starting their own child care business in San Juan County. Startup costs and a $2,500 grant are available for family child care providers. A $10,000 grant is available for child care centers. Funding is limited. Call 435-613-5619 to learn more. Funded by DWS through the ARPA Discretionary Fund.
It's time to spring into lawn care with Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, and Cortez. Come check out the great deals on Scott's Fertilizer's four-step annual lawn program. Select Ace Garden Tools, $21.99 each. Ace Steel or Polytine Leaf Rakes, just $11.99 each. Plus, big specials on Weber Grills, Ego Electric Mowers and Trimmers, Miracle-Gro Potting Mix, and more. That's just the beginning of our Red Hot Buys through the month of March at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware, in Cortez.
Hi, I'm Jade, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Dude Wipes presents Bathe Your Bum. While TP may appear to clear your rear, it actually leaves behind dry, pilly gifts cling inside your rump's rounded rift. There's no bigger bummer than a B-crack that's whack. You need extra-large wet strength for an effective attack. To fully wash stains, stinkies, crispies, and crumbs, it's time to ditch the dry paper and bathe your bum-bum. Your dump dent deserves it so plump and so round. Use wet, flushable Dude Wipes for the best clean. Pants down.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Rhett Siffer. There's only been one game played on a diamond in the last couple days. On Wednesday, the Montezuma Cortez baseball team beat Delta 10-2. The Panthers are 4-4, ranked 18th in the Colorado 3A standings. Today, there's a lot on the docket. The San Juan softball team is hosting Duchesne in a 2A Central doubleheader, while Monticello travels to Paiute, also for a 2A Central double dip. The Monticello baseball team is hosting Duchesne in a 2A East doubleheader. The Grand County boys tennis team is playing at Wasatch Academy today, and the San Juan track and field team is in Nephi for the JUAB Invitational. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Morning, welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Friday, March 29th, 9:41 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report, and we're down to just one team remaining in NCAA basketball, the Arizona Wildcats on the men's side. Number 2 seed upset by number 6 seed Clemson yesterday, 77-72 was the final there. Again, over on the women's side, just one team left. It's the 5-seed Colorado Buffs. They're taking on number 1 Iowa and Caitlin Clark tomorrow at 1:30. So that's going to be a tough challenge for the University of Colorado. again, that's the NCAA tournament. Looking at regional NBA teams, none of them in action last night. Looking at the weekend, Phoenix Suns are in Oklahoma City tonight at 6, Denver hosting Minnesota at 7, Utah Jazz hosting the Houston Rockets at 7:30, and then Sunday, Denver hosting Cleveland at 1:30 on Sunday, and the Utah Jazz will be in Sacramento taking on the Kings at 7. That'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning. And we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great Easter weekend.